Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The lights are on the trees, there's a chill in the air, and the crowds are gathering at the Chris Kindle Market and the Walnut Room. It's holiday time in the Loop. I'm Rob Hart, and this week on At Issue, we talk about the economic impact of the holidays on downtown Chicago and the ongoing effort to turn the Loop into a residential neighborhood with Michael Edward, President and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance.
Michael Edward, President and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, thank you for joining us on At Issue. You're our first repeat guest, by the way, on my edition of At Issue. So the honorarium will be available in the mail soon. You get a radio station magnet.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. I feel honored.
Thank you for making history with us today. There is something about it's not just downtown Chicago. There is something about the downtown of any big city that just has a different type of energy and just feeling in the air during the holiday season. And that feeling must be universal because you and I will experience it walking through the Loop. Mm-hmm. Movies try to approximate it. Miracle on 34th Street, even A Christmas Story, which was filmed in downtown Cleveland, tried to capture that energy. And how do you describe that?
Well, I think it's a place where there's a lot of tradition. There's a lot of interesting things. There's experiences kind of around every corner. And of course, it's a commercial place. It's filled with arts and culture. And there's just so many different things you can do. It really kind of stimulates lots of different senses. And so the song that we're all used to, you know, Downtown, is, you know, really kind of captures that too.
And this has to be prime time for the Loop, November and December.
Yeah, well, what we learned this year is that actually Halloween is a pretty busy time for retail sales. And now that is now moving into holiday, and we're very pleased about that, and we're kind of gearing up for a really great season.
Now, you have the State Street lights. I mean, there are lights all over downtown Chicago,
yes.
The Central Business District. There are lights on State Street. There are lights on Michigan Avenue. Of course, they're having the parade this weekend,
yes,
on Michigan Avenue. And people just come downtown to see the lights. They want to capture that energy of just being in downtown Chicago during the holidays.
Absolutely. So we have 50,000 blue and white lights up and down State Street from Wacker to Ida B. Wells. We have 1,500 sparklers in over 100 tree canopies all along State Street. We will have, not yet, but we will have by this weekend, planters decorated with Christmas boughs and Christmas displays. And then we got these big oversized ornaments that'll be displayed to kind of surprise people as they're walking up and down State Street, as they are shopping and going to a restaurant and theater.
How big of a deal are the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the activities in between, New Year's Eve as well? How big of a deal are they in terms of the overall financial health of the Loop and for the stores located in it?
They're huge. They're absolutely huge. I mean, it's called Black Friday, I believe, because that's the first day that retailers throughout the year are actually making money. And so it's really important that we have really strong sales at Christmas time. Of course, the economy is what it is, but we're hopeful that by providing an experience wrapped around their visit to downtown, that and they have so many different things to do that they'll spend some money, they'll have a great time, and they'll be part of the Chicago vibe.
And then for Chicagoans of a certain age, they probably remember walking down State Street back when it was the retail capital, not only of the city, but probably of the Midwest, back when if you went south to north on State Street, you'd go past Goldblatt's and Weebolt's and Charles A. Stevens and Carson's, and then you'd end at Marshall Field's and the clock and maybe go to the Walnut Room. The Field's flagship store is the last store standing.
Yep.
All the other buildings have been repurposed or demolished, or they're now something else. How much does that tradition drive business in downtown, in the Loop, during the holiday season?
Well, I think the tradition puts on everyone's calendar, or at least the opportunity to put it on everyone's calendar. Macy's, which is, of course, in that former department store, Marshall's department store, Marshall Field's department store, you know, is bending over backwards to make it a great, fantastic experience. Macy's is doing very well this year, and we're very pleased that they still have a great store on State Street. You know, there's a lot of retail on State Street. It's all concentrated from Monroe up now. Monroe South is still pretty weak, and it's a bit of an issue that we've been working on since the pandemic. It's always been a weaker part of the street, but it's been harder to come back.
Well, also State Street, especially as you get towards I.W. Wells, that's been repurposed largely. And a lot of those flagship department stores that I mentioned that are now fallen flags, those buildings were torn down and they were repurposed into something decades ago. I mean, the Harold Washington Library at one time, that used to be a big department store building.
Yep. And right across the street, 401 South State, this is kind of interesting for your listeners. That's 525,000 square feet of space. It was the former Robert Morris, was a former department store, as you say. That has been purchased. Somebody's going to do something with that. I personally envision a school and IKEA in that building. Would be great, because we have over 50,000 people living in the Loop.
One thing I noticed this year, because I already got my Walnut Room dinner in with the family, was that Macy's is really leaning into the Marshall Field's history to a degree that they really hadn't before, because we're now on the 20th anniversary of Macy's announcing that Marshall Field's would be rebranded, that the name would disappear in the fall of 2006. And it seems like Macy's tried to shy away from that for a while, as not to dig up any unpleasant memories. But now a generation has passed, and maybe Macy's feels they want to reintroduce people to Marshall Field's and the ethos of give the lady what she wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very strong brand. And they have a new CEO, Tony Spring, who rumor has it may be here next week to help launch the holidays up in the Walnut Room. I think he's, you know, a very creative individual, and he's capitalizing on something that is really near and dear to the hearts of many here in Chicago.
But that once again speaks to the tradition that people try to embrace, is the Walnut Room. And I've always asked myself, maybe half seriously, half sarcastically, who is in the Walnut Room in July? Who is at the Walnut Room in July on a 90-degree day enjoying a piping hot pot pie from the Marshall Field's collection? And I would imagine they probably do a pretty brisk business in the summer as well, just from tourists who want to see this grand old building take part in some of its traditions.
Yes, absolutely. And there's great views of State Street, which is, of course, what Chicago Loop Alliance is all about. It's definitely one of the great go-to places if you want some tradition. I mean, we have others in the Loop, of course. And so we have Berghoff, and we have the Exchequer, and we have Miller's. We have Italian Village. Those are all like legacy restaurants. Well, that's what I call them, legacy restaurants. They were here before I ever moved here. When I ran the Chicago Marathon 35 years ago, they were here. So there's a really great anchor of tradition in the Loop. And then we have all these new places popping up.
Now, we talk about people going downtown for the holidays in the context of going shopping. But even as the heavy retailers migrated off of State Street and to North Michigan Avenue, and even now North Michigan Avenue is facing its own crisis of identity. Their rebranding is more of a theme park and less of a shopping district. Is that once the stores moved away, that's when the city really invested in developing Broadway in Chicago. And if you weren't going downtown to go shopping, you were going downtown to see the Nutcracker. And how much of a difference does the show crowd make on State Street and in the Loop, especially during the holidays?
So it's our secret sauce. It's what differentiates us from all the other neighborhoods in the Chicagoland area, because we have such a density of arts and culture. We have over 90 groups that are working with us almost on a daily basis to generate more interest and more activity in coming downtown. We track that number each quarter, and the last quarter was the third quarter, and we had over 300,000 people came down. It was $500 million in economic impact. Not our number. That's Choose Chicago doing their multipliers, a direct and indirect cost. So it's a huge economic part of how the Loop operates. It also provides excitement, interest, memories, positive memories. I had a great time, something a child will remember forever. Adults still do the first time they were downtown and went to a show.
And then on top of the show, you have the Chris Kindle Market, which is going to turn 30 in 2026, I believe.
It's amazing.
And that is another holiday tradition that may seem more recent, but it is as vital to the Loop as the Walnut Room, as the Nutcracker. Yes. It's people have to go downtown and get their mug.
Right. And that's right. And one of the things we would like to try to do is to connect it up, you know, going east and west from Chris Kindle Market and take a nice stroll down Washington to the tree. And so the city's going to light up the tree on the 21st of November. So there's kind of two anchors that cross State Street. State Street's right in the center. Macy's is right there. So it's just a great place to just be and be part of the scene in Chicago.
How do you assess what are the holiday milestones for State Street? Does it begin with the State Street lights? Does it begin with the tree? Does it begin when the Walnut Room starts to take reservations for when their holiday tree is up?
Well, I think when Macy's puts those large horns on the front of their, to me, that's sort of when it sort of starts.
That's in October.
But that's when I say, like, oh my gosh, we got to get those 50,000 blue and white lights up on State Street. So I think that sort of starts things. But in terms of events, we want to have our street looking beautiful, State Street looking beautiful before kind of the big weekend, which is the tree lighting and, of course, the great event up on Michigan Avenue.
We're talking about Christmas time in the city with Michael Edward, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. This is At Issue on WBBM News Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Rob Hart. I will spare you my rendition of I'll spare you my Bing Crosby impersonation. But as far as you're concerned, we're talking about just holiday traffic in the Loop and what this means for the economic vitality, not only of the city of Chicago, but for downtown Chicago. And let's talk a little bit about just the comeback from COVID. You have your foot traffic counts, and even the holiday period 2020 into 2021, people still had to. They wanted to take part in the traditions, maybe in a COVID-19 way or a socially distant way.
They did. It was difficult for everybody, but the Loop. One of the great things about the Loop is that it's so big. And so a lot of people could be down there and still be 6 feet apart. Thank God we don't have to continue to do that. And so we've had some of our best holiday celebrations, you know, post-pandemic, certainly not that year. But after that, people started to find their way back to the traditions that are the Macy's windows and the horns on Macy's and the Christmas lights.
Even that year, I recall, you could go to the Walnut Room. It was socially distant. They had socially distant Santa at Macy's that year, and it was obviously the food service in the Walnut Room is over, but you could take a picture in front of the tree. It's our only pandemic memento. It's a family photo of the five of us in masks in front of the Walnut Room tree in 2020. Just one little reminder of the way things used to be. But even after that, holiday 2021 into 2022, the restaurants were open still maybe 3 or 4 days a week. So it was a very kind of slow recovery out of the depths of 2020.
Yeah, it's been a slow recovery across all of the different sectors, from hotels to office to retail to even the theaters. Theaters were the first ones into the pandemic. They were the last ones out of the pandemic because of social distancing. But it's back. I mean, our pedestrian counts on State Street are 90% of what they were pre-pandemic, which is not... You know, it's not 100%, but it's pretty close. We've had events where 100,000 people come down to one of our Sunday on States. So people love Chicago. I mean, people from around the world love Chicago. We were just ranked 16th most attractive global district in the world. But even local people, that this is their downtown, and they know it's their downtown, and they're very proud of it, and they want to be part of it.
And then when it comes to what happens in January, how important...
Don't harsh my buzz.
Well, let's say, how important and how necessary is a really good November and December? How big of a difference maker is that to cushion the blow of January and February?
Well, here's a couple of examples. One is we were able to push the State and Lake CTA station reconstruction back to January because demolition is going to start in January and the hotels are full November and December, but they're not very full in January. So it's a very slow time. So there's a lot of efforts to try to ramp up those 2 months. And Choose Chicago is sponsoring two things. One is the restaurant week and the other is theater week. And so we'll be promoting the heck out of those to get people to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Downtown and, you know, kind of when the weather might not be quite so nice.
This discussion of the holidays in the loop is centered around people coming to downtown from someplace else, from the neighborhoods or maybe the suburbs. Mm-hmm. They're flying in just to recreate memories of when they used to live in Chicago. But as you point out, and is that the Loop is and has been one of the fastest growing neighborhoods in the city. So this is not only a place to go to have a family tradition, this is also a place where people live. And one of the big things that happened this week is that you're starting to see the office to residential conversions win approval. And how is that going to change the face of the Loop going forward?
It's going to change it a lot. So there's about 1,400 units, I think, total of five different projects up and down LaSalle Street or in proximity to LaSalle Street. And we're very excited about those. One of them is actually under construction right next to our building. It's very loud, but we're very happy that we're going to get seven stories of apartments right next to our building. So that is going to be a game changer for us. That combined with Google opening up in 26 or 27, and all those people that'll be working there is terrific. We're hearing some stories of large office footprints, like hundreds of thousands of square feet, that are actually moving from the west back into the east, back to the east side of the Loop, which is kind of unusual. A lot of big companies have been migrating West Loop and then to Fulton Market. So people are recognizing that the blue line and the red line are key connectors for their employees, for their visitors, for people who come in from out of town. So office is coming around in kind of a little bit different way, but we're really excited about that.
How big of a sigh of relief did you breathe when you found out that that state lawmakers had come up with a transit funding package?
Huge. Oh, yeah. I was, I won't say I was drinking, but but I was definitely celebrating. That was a huge lift. And they did the enhancement, not just filled the gap, but money so that we can have a world-class system. And so we're really looking forward to that. It's the lifeblood of the Loop. Without that, the Loop isn't really making a lot of sense. But with it, it makes a ton of sense. and generates over 15% of the city's revenue.
And then with more office to residential conversions coming online, and maybe the LaSalle Street office corridor becoming more of a residential neighborhood than a place where all the bankers used to congregate, how is that going to change retail in the Loop? We talked about how there are efforts underway to revitalize retail on State Street, south of Monroe, but north of Ida B. Wells. And it's the library now. It's a college. Yep. A lot of educational institutions are there. Yep. But how could this change the face of retail, especially on that part of State Street?
Well, one of the strategies that we're taking a look at is the use of outlet stores. And so if we could get a Ralph Lauren outlet store to locate on State Street, what we understand is that 20 other outlet stores would come to State Street. Now, before your listeners say that's a nutty idea, outlet stores do not have people do not have the attitude towards outlet stores as they used to have. Gen Xers and Gen Zers are actually buying vintage used clothing, so outlets is almost like a step up in terms of how people spend. But they like co-tenancy. We have 45 vacant windows on State Street. So if we could get one leader like them to come in, many would follow. Kind of like Burger King follows McDonald's. It's that sort of thing. So co-tenancy is a huge issue. So more residents, more incomes, more spending downtown gets us more retail.
How hard is it to fill some of these long vacant spaces? I mean, for example, there's a vacant space at Randolph and State, kitty corner from Marshall Fields, that I still remember it. It was Borders way back when, the bookstore, and then became an Old Navy, and then Old Navy left during the pandemic and never came back. And when you have a big space like that that's empty, how much work does your organization have to do or other organizations to convince corporate America or retail America that this is a place to set up shop?
Well, all we can do, because we don't own property, we don't manage property, we don't broker property. There's lots of professionals doing that. But it is more difficult to lease space downtown versus the neighborhoods post-pandemic. People live in the neighborhoods a little bit more than they did, so retail's a little bit easier there. Those are local owners, a little bit easier to work with. A lot of properties that are on State Street are REITs or owned out of New York City, and they have certain requirements, and those requirements tend to be higher cost for the person to lease it. So local businesses are almost not able to locate on State Street. So it almost has to be a national. And those nationals are all busy kind of like licking their wounds from the pandemic. And so if they're going to put a store in Chicago, they're first going to go to Michigan Avenue. They can't afford Michigan Avenue. They'll probably come to State Street. So that's kind of how it's worked for years. And it's still kind of working that way. We have a new Panera. We have a Gap factory that have opened on State Street. Big space, 10,000 square feet. And so we're really happy about that. There's a lot of smaller stuff that's starting to locate. It's a little bit more tourist. It's a coffee shop. We got one new high-end restaurant called Mementos, which is terrific, in the old Vapiano space. So it's happening, but it's slower than we'd like it to be. And certainly south of Monroe Street, it's still a big challenge.
We're talking about Holidays in the Loop. And with Michael Edward, President and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, you're listening to Ad Issue on WBBM News Radio. I'm Rob Hart. And talking about the retail evolution of State Street and going way back when, I think I mentioned all the grand department stores that used to be there. Yeah. But that was also, there was a different purpose to going to State Street back then. It was an event. You would dress up. You'd take the L downtown from Evanston to go to Marshall Fields, mm-hmm. which had a special entrance off the L stop there for people who were going into the store. But now you have people who are called the Loop home. And that means the retail experience is less of we're going to dress up and go shopping and check out Goldblatt's and Sears. We are going. It's like I have to make a Target run. I have to go pick up a couple of things at a convenience store. And how does that change the retail math in the Loop, especially on State Street?
Well, when I got here 13 years ago, State Street was pretty good shape, even post financial crisis. And it's always been, I'll call it a discount. That's not the best word, but it's a discount street compared to Michigan Avenue. I say this all the time. Michigan Avenue, your white shirt for work costs $500. On State Street, it costs $50. There's a lot more people in Chicago that buy a $50 shirt than a $500 shirt. So, it's always a price discount or stores that offer a lower price point, and State Street operates on volume, and so we get more people buying $50 shirts than $500 shirts, and that's what it's always been. And I think the changes in retail and how people spend in the economy and people have less money is putting even more pressure on getting that sort of discount kinds of stores down even farther. We can still have really good, compelling retail, but finding destination retail for State Street is going to be difficult unless we get a much more robust national economy.
Any advice for North Michigan Avenue? Because it seems like North Michigan Avenue is going through now what State Street went through many decades ago. And of course, they didn't make the big mistake by they're not going to turn North Michigan Avenue into a pedestrian mall anytime soon. And that was a big mistake in the late 70s, and everybody acknowledged that, and they opened State Street again. Yeah. But they're kind of facing that turning point. What do we do now that consumer trends have changed? And back in the 90s, if you wanted to have that, let's dress up and go downtown and go shopping, you'd go to North Michigan Avenue, and all the stores on North Michigan Avenue were an event. It was Nike Town, and Michael Jordan was everywhere. There was the Sony store. There was the Disney store. Yep. There were all of these stores that were just shopping was an event, and now shopping has evolved. And it seems like right now the strategy on North Michigan Avenue is let's turn everything into a theme park. It's the Harry Potter experience. Mm-hmm. It's the Friends experience.
Mm-hmm. Coffee. Don't forget that big coffee shop.
Crate and Barrel became the world's largest Starbucks. Yeah. So they're having that same issue of reinvention that State Street had to face long ago. So are any lessons you can impart to the people just north of State Street?
Well, we work with Michigan, the Magnificent Mile Association all the time. They got great people up there, and that is a fantastic street. It's a world-class street. And, we do everything we can to be supportive of them. I think we're all sort of caught in this idea or this change in zeitgeist that retail is now, it used to be retail was come in and buy your Nikes and have an experience. Now it's come into our store, have an experience, and then buy some stuff. Or have such a great experience that you go home and you buy it on your phone on the way home because you had such a great time. I mean, the world has changed. And I think many, many Class A streets like Michigan Avenue around the world have struggled, some more than others. But we have a big population, but we don't have a New York City population in terms of enough people of enough wealth in order to support maybe a street that is long as it has been in the past. So it has to have these different uses, and maybe it's got to shrink just a little bit. There's a lot of energy on Oak Street. There's some amazing stuff coming in on Oak Street. So even geographically, Magnificent Mile's moving around a little bit.
When we talked about the pressure that Loop Office Space it was facing in our conversation over the summer, you said that Chicago's not losing, or the Loop is not losing businesses to other cities.
Right.
It's losing businesses to other neighborhoods.
Correct.
And is some of the questions surrounding retail on North Michigan Avenue, how much of that is also a function of all the action is west of the Kennedy now?
Well, Fulton Market is certainly a great place to go and to have some fun. And they got some retail over there, some really nice retail that we would love to have in the Loop. It's a neighborhood that's sort of finding its way. It's not the most convenient area to go to in terms of getting to and getting out of. The public transit, the Morgan Station is certainly a fantastic addition to get people into Fulton Market. But from a driving perspective, it's kind of a nightmare. And so I think they got to work out a few more things in order for it to really, it's popped and it'll continue to pop. But we are seeing some people, the rates over there are twice as what they are in the Loop. When they were $7 more than they were in the Loop, people said people would never go there. Well, they're taking half as much space for twice as much money. That's what's happening with office. And so I think eventually that will slow down, and the connectivity of the Loop, especially with these enhancements with the RTA and CTA, is going to make the Loop the place to go for office.
And then lastly, just talking about the whole, we'll end as we began, talking about the vibe of walking up and down State Street during the holidays. You feel the chill in the air. You see the lights and you just feel the season, and that has got to be worth its weight in gold. You could spend $1 trillion on marketing materials to attract businesses and people to State Street, but you can't replicate that feeling, can you?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And if your listeners go online, loopchicago.com/ okay, I'm going to guess Christmas or holiday. There's a whole list of things to do in the Loop, itineraries that people can use, businesses that have specials. So I'd encourage your listeners to check that out.
And then lastly, what's the biggest individual driver of traffic to the Loop during the holidays? I mean, is it an individual day, or is it just a bunch of little things?
I think it's probably Black Friday. We still call that, right? Black Friday?
Yeah. Even though Black Friday savings are now applied to stores in August.
Yeah.
It's such a well-known phrase.
Yeah, I think the Kris Kindle Market has really come into its own, and it's almost too busy. It's so popular. We're looking forward to working with them in the years to come to kind of spread that out a little bit into other parts of the Loop, maybe. They don't know that yet, but we're going to ask. And I think
we'll
the tree.
That between us.
I think the tree. I think it's a collection of things. You can go ice skating. You can go by the tree. You get a hot chocolate. There's lots of places to get great coffee downtown, and a bagel or whatever. It's just a fun place to be. It's a totally different experience than anybody in the region can get. Naperville's wonderful. It ain't State Street.
Michael Edward, President and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, thank you for joining us this week on At Issue. If you want to hear the program again, you can find it at WBBMNewsRadio.com, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app. Join us next week for another edition of At Issue. Until then, I'm Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.